And so, Kurt, how many years have you been doing this now? What, 16?
Yeah, it's going to be 16 years, that's for sure. It's been a while, but Jeffrey, nice to talk to you, man. It's been a while.
Yeah, nice to talk to you too, my friend. It's 16 years. Wow. Good for you.
I was blessed with the opportunity after the 96 Olympics to participate in the ride. I had heard about it, but was asked to sort of lead off the ride some 15 or 16 years ago, and I haven't missed a ride since. And, you know, it's a real, you know, for myself, shutting down the Don Valley Parkway and Gardner Expressway may cause some consternation with some people, but I'll tell you what, it certainly gives you an appreciation for how beautiful this city is. When they shut it down, you get an opportunity to ride up that Don Valley Parkway. It just gives you a real sense of pride that we are living in the best city in the world.
Yeah, well, absolutely. And well said. It's kind of nice to be able to slow down and see the city. You know, I just came back from a trip myself, and you know, sometimes you go to visit a city and you just want to walk around, or you want to, you know, have a bike ride and kind of appreciate the city and kind of look around a little bit. We're so busy in this city doing all kinds of different things with our jobs and whatnot that we're just zooming around. We kind of lose an appreciation of just how beautiful the city is.
Well, I talk about this in many aspects of what this sport of cycling has provided to me as far as opportunities in my life is concerned, but it truly is amazing. And one of the things that surprised me the most was what it took to climb out of this beautiful valley, you know, sitting in this little town sitting in the valley called Toronto, man, because, you know, if you're driving out of town on the Down Valley Parkway, you don't necessarily appreciate what it takes to get out from the waterfront. So putting two wheels on and strapping a nice bucket on your head and maybe hopefully a pair of shorts and taking in, you know, the majesty, what is the Don Valley Parkway. I've had guests, you know, from other parts of the world in town, driven them up even just by car, and have them be amazed at how beautiful, how green, how lush the city is, and to be so close to the downtown core. But, you know, again, the Base Cell Ride for Heart raises much needed resources for heart and stroke research, it really is an amazing effort to raise awareness, but also much needed resources. And we're going to kick that off on Wednesday, a nice event down at Young Dundas Square. Hope that some people come down, sort of do that 1 month countdown. But, you know, talking about hills and dales, I was out riding on the weekend out in Halton Hills area, which is really the hotbed. If you live in the city, you want to get your bike outside of the city a little bit, go for a ride where you're not hitting so many stoplights. Riding through Halton Hills was really something that it just blew me away. But to see so many riders out there, and got to meet a couple of them that were preparing for the Ride for Heart, actually, out making sure that they're fit and ready and the bikes work. And, you know, it's kind of the other element to all of this is getting the awareness out there. This sport is picking up, taking off like a gunshot, and it is just it's just blew me away on the weekend out there riding how many people I was seeing that it was quite apparent, you know, they hadn't been doing that in quite a while, and just it was heartwarming, and it's just exciting for me.
Well, I'm sure it was exciting as well, Kurt, if I can embarrass you for a moment. If you're kind of out on your front lawn or doing whatever, or out cycling yourself, and all of a sudden you bump into Kurt Harnett on his bike, I mean, that is pretty neat, but you don't have to wait for that. There's an opportunity to go out and meet Kurt Harnett, and you could do so at Young Dundas Square noon to 1 on Wednesday. So there's a photo op, and a corn roast. There's all kinds of things that's happening, Kurt, at Young Dundas Square on Wednesday.
Well, we want to make sure everybody's coming down for a reason, and you know, there's great survivors that are going to be there. Sherry Gill, who's also, you know, herself a longtime survivor. You'd talk about Brett McLean. You know, so there's a few people there that I think are an amazing ambassadors and have a story to tell. And it may be just kind of a little bit of a wake up call for all of us. And you know, again, just with the excitement of how we accomplish this, you know, the Ride for Heart's on June 2nd this year. You do raise money for, you know, a great organization that does significant research for heart and stroke. The opportunity to see a city that is, beautiful and majestic on a beautiful summer's day in the early June, and get out there with 13,000-14,000 of your closest friends. And enjoy the situation, enjoying the experience that is. We have different distances, 25, 50, and 75 kilometers. So don't feel that you need to be Ryder Hesjedal or Kurt Harnett or Steve Bauer to be out there to be able to ride the course. There's options available. And as I've seen many, many years, Jeff, it's a family affair. So many families out there with young kids, you know, doing the 25K circuit. It really is fantastic.
Oh, and we've got to see kids out there as well. It's so important to educate them, because as the Heart and Stroke Foundation, they provide several facts that you might not be aware of. And one of them that absolutely scares me is that childhood obesity has tripled in the past 30 years. Of course, that's affecting the future health of our children here in Canada. So that really, that's it's something to take note of, and something that's got to change as well. Rideforheart.ca is where you can register. Kurt Harnett, an absolute pleasure as always, my friend. Enjoy Wednesday and enjoy June 2nd as well. Heck, I'd love to talk to you before then. We'll talk about that experience a little closer to it. Kurt, thanks, pal.
Well, thanks a lot, Jeff, for having me on.